From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's military says its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes today targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq after Sunday's bombing attack on Ankara killed at least 37. Dorian Jones has details of Sunday's attack.
Sunday's bombing occurred in the early evening local time in the heart of Ankara. The car bomb hit a major transport hub close to a park and near government buildings. Security officials at the scene have been quoted as saying the attack shares similarities with last month's car bombing of a military bus in Ankara. Responsibility for that attack, which killed 29, was claimed by TAK, a splinter Kurdish rebel group. Turkish authorities claim the group is linked to the PKK, which security forces are currently fighting, but is a claim the group denies. The leader of the main pro-Kurdish political party, the People's Democratic Party, Selahattin Demirtas, strongly condemned Sunday's bombing. The Islamic State group also has carried out suicide bombings in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack by six heavily armed assailants on the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam that killed at least 16 on Sunday. Many more were wounded. President Alassane Ouattara said security forces responded rapidly and that all the attackers were killed. Ivorian leader expressed his condolences to the families of those killed. United States also condemned it as a heinous attack and praised Ivorian and French forces for preventing more people from dying. In recent months, Islamic jihadists have attacked luxury hotels in the capitals of neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso, killing dozens. This is VOA News. UN envoy for Syrian, special envoy that is, Staffan de Mistura, due to meet with Syria's warring parties. Those talks are today in Geneva aimed at ending the country's civil war. Meantime, U.S. State Secretary of State John Kerry has accused Syria of trying to disrupt the UN-sponsored peace talks by demanding that there be no discussion of removing President Bashar al-Assad from power.
If the regime and its backers think that they can test the boundaries, diminish compliance in certain areas, or act in ways that call into question their commitment to the cessation without serious consequences for the progress in that we have made, they are deeply mistaken.
Mr. Kerry spoke after meeting with his British, French, German, and Italian counterparts Sunday in Paris about the Syrian crisis ahead of today's UN talks. Brazilian police say 3 million people across the country took to the streets on Sunday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president, who finds herself embroiled in a corruption scandal and presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. A nationalist anti-immigrant party known as the Alternative for Deutschland has won seats in three German regional elections, a result seen as a rebuke to Chancellor Angela Merkel's open immigration policy. The elections were the first major political test since Germany registered nearly 1.1 million people as asylum seekers last year. Turning now to U.S. politics, presidential candidates looking ahead to tomorrow when five states will hold their primary elections, Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina, all particularly important for Republican frontrunner Donald Trump's opponents who want to prevent him from grabbing a possible insurmountable lead. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the leader in the Democratic race, facing off against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Mother Teresa, the nun who cared for the poorest of the poor across India, will be given official approval to be declared a saint tomorrow. At the charity she founded in Kolkata, nuns continuing their work say her impact is still being felt around the world. Sister Christy is a nun and spokesperson for Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity.
Mother's legacy was of wholehearted and free service to the poorest of the poor. And this service is carried on in homes here in Calcutta and also around the world.
And you'll remember that the missionary nun won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. She is buried there on the grounds of the Missionaries of Charity in Kolkata.
That's the latest world news from VOA.